KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
I'm so tired of trying to keep track of all my bills and making sure they get paid on time.
Well, Carla, have you thought about online bill pay from Nishna Valley Credit Union?
Oh, well, I'm not too good with computers.
That's okay. It's very user-friendly. You can set up free auto bill pay so you don't have to worry about paying your bills on time. You can even transfer from one account to another and so much more. And the best part is it's so easy and free.
Well, I'll have to check that out. What's the website?
It's NishnaValley.com.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
In high school basketball action last night, in girls' hoops, it was Lewis Central topping Atlantic 45-32. Arweva beating West Harrison 84-31. Charter Oak Ute needed overtime to beat West Monona 60-51. Clarinda down Fremont Mills 54-34. IKM Manning over Boyer Valley 71-21. It was Logan Magnolia topping River Valley 46-38. Otibolt Arthur BCIG beat Ridgeview 57-50. Columbus SCOTUS Nebraska over St. Albert 31-26. In boys' hoops last night, Clarinda in overtime, a 61-54 winner over Fremont Mills. It was Lewis Central topping Denison 57-52. Mount Airy beat Clarinda Academy 74-52. Red Oak over Villisca 66-51. South Page beating North Nottoway, Missouri 58-42. St. Albert beat Archbishop Bergen, Nebraska 67-52. Lenox over Diagonal 61-50. And Martinsdale St. Mary's knocked off Iowa Christian Academy 74-37. Well, the Weekly Associated Press boys high school basketball top 10 polls out late yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, Iowa City West remains on top with Bettendorf, Dubuque Senior, Western Dubuque, and Sioux City East the top five. Ankeny, Sioux City North, Des Moines Roosevelt, Urbandale, and West Des Moines Valley round out the top 10. In Class 3A, Vinton Shelsburg is still the number one ranked team with Dallas Center Grimes and Davenport Assumption 2 and 3. Atlantic remains at number 4 in this week's poll. They're 4 and 1 on the season. MLC Floyd Valley rounds out the top 5, followed by Bishop Helan Catholic, Centerville, Creston, Mount Pleasant, and Crestwood. In 2A this week, West Fork is the new number one team, as Western Christian is number 2 and Western Dubuque is in at number 3. Nottoway Valley, last week's number 1, has dropped to number 4 in this week's poll. IKM Manning is rated 5th, tied with Sheldon for that spot. West Branch, PCM, New Hampton, and Des Moines Christian round out the top 10. And in Class 1A, Danville is number 1, St. Mary's of Storm Lake is number 2, Lone Tree, Lawton Bronson, and Harris Lake Park round out the top 5. Boyden Hall is number 6, Murray is at number 7 this week, Riverside is up a spot to number 8, while Dunkerton and North Tama round out this week's small school top 10. Well, Duke is once again the top team in the Associated Press men's basketball poll. The move from the number 3 spot came a week after the Blue Devils dropped from the top position last week. To regain the number 1 ranking, Duke took advantage of losses by Louisville and Indiana last week. This marks the Blue Devils' 5th week on top this season. Duke received 39 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel. Michigan, which jumped from 5th to 2nd, had 11 number 1 votes. Kansas, which had 7 first-place votes, and Syracuse, which knocked Louisville out of number 1, tied for 3rd. Syracuse got 8 number 1 votes. Louisville dropped to 5th and was followed by Arizona, Indiana, Florida, Butler, and Gonzaga. Well, C.J. Fair tipped in the go-ahead basket with 19 seconds left, and number 3 Syracuse rallied past number 21 Cincinnati 57-55 last night. Also, Otto Porter scored 19 to lead Georgetown to a 63-47 victory over number 24 Notre Dame. That's the third loss in 4 games for the Fighting Irish. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says in a tough Big Ten race, you can expect to see more of the unexpected. The Hawkeyes improved to 2-3 in the league race on Saturday night with a victory over Wisconsin, just days after the Badgers posted a victory at then second-ranked Indiana.
In many respects, it's the beauty of watching this league and following it, because as good as the teams are at the top, the teams that, you know, from the midpoint down, are also tremendous. And as a result, you never really know what's going to happen on any given day. And that's why I think it will be interesting, you know, to follow this league throughout the course of the season and see where everybody ends up.
Well, the Hawkeyes return to action tonight as they'll visit Ohio State. It'll be the first game for Iowa forward Aaron White back in his home state. The sophomore is averaging 15 points and more than 6 rebounds in the last 3 games.
As talented as he is, and he impacts the game in so many different ways, as he continues to get stronger, I mean, what you're going to see him do is expand his game offensively in terms of his ability to go off the dribble and finish plays around the basket. I think he's got a chance. I mean, as terrific as he is now, I think he's got a chance to be really, really special.
Well, McCaffrey says to have a chance against the Buckeyes, the freshman guard duo of Mike Gasell and Anthony Clemens will need to handle the pressure of the Ohio State guard court, led by junior Aaron Kraft.
We had a great road win at Northwestern. Prior to that, hadn't really played very well. We're playing a terrific team in a great environment, you know, with one of the best defensive point guards in the country, and actually two of them if you really want to look at Scott. So the pressure that they're going to put on Mike and Anthony both, you know, will be a great challenge for him, and I'm interested to see how it works out.
Kraft leads the Buckeyes in steals and assists. Ohio State coach Thad Matta says the Buckeyes need to do a better job of protecting the basketball than they did in a 59-56 loss at Michigan State on Saturday.
We made some errant passes, and you know, I thought we did a much better job second half getting it corrected. It was things that we've seen the type of defense we've seen it, and you know, we're not as sound as we probably need to be.
Ohio State is 13-4 overall. Iowa sits at 13-5. Pregame coverage on KJAN gets underway at 4:30 this afternoon. Tip-off is set for 5:30 this evening. We'll have it for you live. Well, Thad Matta has a new long-term deal to coach basketball at Ohio State. The revised contract will give him a 10% increase to more than $3.2 million annually, which includes academic bonuses and more stringent wording about NCAA violations. With years he had already earned through job performance, the five-time Big Ten champion coach will be under contract through July of 2019. The contract requires Matta to report anyone who may potentially have violated NCAA rules. That was added to clarify wording, which had been troublesome in contracts in the wake of violations committed by football coach Jim Tressel, which led to Ohio State being put on probation and receiving a bowl ban after the 2012 season. Well, Baylor remained number one in the Associated Press women's basketball poll for a third straight week after two easy victories. The Lady Bears cruised to wins over Kansas State and West Virginia and have 28 straight Big 12 regular season victories. Baylor had 35 first-place ballots. Notre Dame, UConn, Duke, and Kentucky rounded out the first five. The Wildcats were followed by Stanford, California, Penn State, Tennessee, and Maryland. In the NBA last night, it was Indiana beating Memphis 82-81, New Orleans topping Sacramento 114-105, Houston edging Charlotte 100-94, Atlanta beat Minnesota 104-96, Brooklyn got by New York 88-85, it was Golden State over the LA Clippers 106-99, San Antonio topping Philadelphia 90-85, Chicago beat the LA Lakers 95-83, Washington over Portland 98-95. In the National Hockey League last night, three shootouts. It was Boston over Winnipeg 2-1. St. Louis beat Nashville 4-3. Detroit over Columbus 4-3. All went to the shootout round. The New York Islanders beat Tampa Bay 4-3. It was Buffalo over Toronto 2-1. Ottawa shut down Florida 4-0. And Anaheim beat Calgary 5-4. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
On football news, Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan sprained his left shoulder in the closing minutes of the NFC Championship game, and he won't be able to play in Sunday's Pro Bowl. Coach Mike Smith says Ryan will need 3 to 4 weeks to recover from the injury, which was described as a sprained AC joint to the non-throwing shoulder. No surgery is required. Ryan is being replaced on the NFC roster by Seattle rookie quarterback Russell Wilson. New England's Tom Brady is bowing out of the All-Star game with an undisclosed injury. That cleared the way for Indianapolis rookie quarterback Andrew Luck to be added to the AFC squad. Buffalo Bills running back C.J. Spiller, defensive tackle Kyle Williams, and safety Jarius Byrd have been added to the AFC roster, replacing Super Bowl-bound Baltimore Ravens players Ray Rice, Haloti Ngata, and Ed Reed. Former Browns coach Pat Shurmur is joining Chip Kelly's staff with the Philadelphia Eagles. A person familiar with the hiring told the Associated Press, Shurmur is expected to be Philadelphia's offensive coordinator. Shurmur began his NFL coaching career with the Eagles, serving as an assistant under Andy Reid for 10 seasons. In baseball news, outfielder David Murphy and the Texas Rangers have agreed to a one-year contract worth over $5.7 million. That deal came 3 days after Murphy and the team exchanged salary arbitration figures. They agreed in the middle after Murphy looked for $6.5 million and the team offered just over $5 million. Murphy hit .304 with 15 homers, 61 RBIs, and 147 games last year. He was sixth in the American League with a .380 on-base percentage. And in tennis, sixth-seeded Li Na moved into the semifinals at the Australian Open with a 7-5, 6-3 win over Agnieszka Radwanska. That loss snapped the fourth-seeded Radwanska's 13-match winning streak. She won a pair of warm-up tournaments heading into the Open. Maria Sharapova extended her remarkable run at the Australian Open, defeating fellow Russian Ekaterina Makarova today in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-2. The second seed has rolled through her first four matches. It'll be interesting to see if Novak Djokovic shows any lasting effects of his match when the top seed meets number 5, Tomas Berdych. Djokovic was on the court for a 5-hour, 5-set win over Stanislas Wawrinka on Sunday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.